This minute from Elgin's History is brought to you courtesy of the Elgin Area Historical Society. These are the headline stories of May 4th, 1921. I'm Larry Drayfall. The result of the misfiring of an officer's revolver in a recent home burglary is the pledge by the city council to better equip Elgin police with shotgun, rifles, and automatic pistols. The action was paired with the commendations to officers Struckman, Volman, and Wyatt, who confronted armed robbers who struck at two Elgin residences. The second robbery resulting in Officer Volman shooting and killing one of the fleeing suspects. Lake Police Chief Frank Gahan had tried to secure firearms at city expense, but officers are still required to equip themselves with weapons for the job. Apparently, the identification of the deceased robber was not John Lotzer, as suspected. Identification efforts of the robber continue. Vigilance committees are likely to begin, according to attorney John A. Russell. He indicated actions are likely to follow the shooting of a robber by an Elgin police officer, Volman. Russell suggested the idea of a vigilance committee armed with shotguns and automatic pistols will also be a warning to Chicago's underworld to keep a distance. Elgin resident Helen Shirley is gaining recognition, gaining it nearly at $9,000 in donations for construction of a football stadium at the University of Illinois. Mrs. Shirley, or I should say Ms. Shirley, is a sophomore at the school and a member of the Alpha Gamma Delta sorority. The proposed U of I stadium, costing some $2 million, will be larger than Rome's Coliseum and proposed stadiums in Chicago and Los Angeles. George Lang, L.C. Danley, A.S. Miles, and D. Adams were all placed under arrest by Warden C.T. McQuirk. The men were all cited for fishing too near the South Elgin Dam. All were alleged to be within 100 feet of the dam as they angled. These are the headline stories from Elgin's newspapers of 100 years ago, courtesy of the Elgin Area Historical Society. For more Elgin history, check the World Wide Web at elginhistory.org.